Back in 2005 in Washington, a woman was driving intoxicated and struck an electric pole. Her friend was in the passenger seat, hurt his arm. She pled guilty to felony assault, but now she's suing the power company and the county for putting that power pole too close to the road. And the Washington State Supreme Court says, yeah, you can go ahead with that lawsuit.
Really don't think she's going to win. You know, it's your fault. You were driving intoxicated. But
yeah, well, it was
apparently
only,
you can sue
it was only
for that.
4.5 feet away from the road, and it's supposed to be at least 10 feet. So, wow.
Yes, it's the pole's fault. You were
driving intoxicated.
I've got the results here of a new survey about the top things men do that turn women off when they're on vacation. And the number one answer won't come as a surprise. But starting from number 5, asking for her number too quickly, guys, that's going to turn the women off. Staring at, you know, her area when you talk to her.
We're not keeping the eyes up?
Her eyes are up here, guys.
Okay, up there. Okay, sorry.
Winking and blowing kisses comes in at number 3.
That doesn't work?
Nope. Getting too intoxicated, that's going to turn the women off, but that's basically what everybody does on vacation. And the number one thing a man can do to turn the women off on vacation is wearing a Speedo on the beach.
Over the summer in Texas, an 11-year-old boy has been mowing lawns. Not uncommon for a kid to do that. What's different is his goal is to raise money for the victims of the tornado in Moore, Oklahoma earlier this year. Through the lawn mowings and donations, he got $6,000 mowing lawns. A company heard about that and donated another $10,000. So he's donating $16,000.
Wow.
Yeah.
So way to spend a summer.
Yeah, mowing lawns in Texas heat and then giving the money away. That's pretty cool.
Movies from this past weekend at the box office, kind of a surprise at number one. This interested me, but 4 new movies opened, and they basically took the top 4 spots. Number 5 was Two Guns, brought in an $11.1 million. New at number 4, Percy Jackson, Sea of Monsters, $14.6 million for just the weekend. Number 3, Planes, $22.5 million. Number 2, We're the Millers, $26.6 million, and the new number one movie at the box office, Elysium, starring Matt Damon, brought in $30.4 million.
Well, this story out of California just makes me feel bad for the whole male race. We're really gullible. Busted a scam where 3 guys would pose as women online and then persuade the men to come over and, you know, spend some time with them on top of a pile of money. Only the guys had to provide the money. And some idiots did.
Come on, guys.
They were robbed.
I mean, we really expect more out of you than that.
That is terrible, isn't it? Oh, yeah, you can come on over and we'll spend some quality time together on a pile of money. You just bring the money, okay? Oh, okay. Stack of Leftovers has been brought to you by Silver Creek Liquor, right on Highway 7 in Mountain Iron.